and welcome to Let's Talk Diz, a show that gives you everything you need to know to help make your Disney vacation as magical as can be in just about 20 minutes. I'm your host, Jeff Coviello. With me each week is Disney Master Sandy from Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services. Sandy, how are you doing today?
I am great. I've got my pencil sharpened, my calculator out, and I'm ready to talk numbers with you.
Tonight is a very, very interesting topic in the sense that I get asked these questions all the time, and I'm not a travel specialist. I know you must get asked these questions many, many times a day, because today we're going to talk about add-ons to your Walt Disney World tickets.
And like so many other things, I'm going to use my new least favorite word. It's complicated.
Yeah.
And so I'll start with my biggest piece of advice. When in doubt, buy a basic ticket. You can always upgrade, even when you're on site, with one exception that we'll talk about later. You can always add to the ticket and add features to the ticket. But if you decide halfway through your trip, hey, I'm not going to use the hopper, they're not giving you back your money.
My age was, you know, old enough that there was an actual stamp on a piece of paper that says these are the days that you've used, and you know, you were brandishing it as you walked into the park. We're so far removed from that everything lives virtually, everything lives in the cloud. And sometimes for folks that haven't been there in 10, 15, 20 years, it's just incredibly confusing as to what a base ticket is, number one, and what their options are, number two.
So if we're going nostalgic, you know what I miss?
That's why I said it. I wanted you to one-up me there, by the way.
I miss when you leave a park, they used to
stamp
your hand with a character name, and the stamp was glow-in-the-dark, kind of fluorescent-y ink that you couldn't see on your hand unless you were under the special light. And I thought that was super cool. And I will say, Walt Disney World hasn't had that in years. Disneyland just got rid of it pretty recently. And it was like a dagger to me that it is no longer, like, I want my hand stamp. And, you know, I still haven't figured out the right word when I'm talking to people, another sign that I'm old. I say to them, you know, when you get to the park and you go through the turnstile.
Yeah. There's,
well, it's not really a turnstile. There's no turnstile anymore. No. That open air entry spot.
Yeah.
I don't even have the word. If you know the word, reach out to us on social. I'd love to have a real name for that.
So lots of age goes into the different ticketing and things like that. But let's start, I guess, with what's the easiest thing to talk about. That's something that most people that have gone to Disney World are familiar with, which is park hopping, right? Park hoppers are something that have been in our vocabulary as Disney fans, as frequent Disney travelers, for really as long as they've had multiple parks built there. So let's kind of break that down for some people.
I always tease and say, I'm not a bunny. I don't need a hopper.
I do. I need all the hopper I can get, by the way.
I am a huge hopper fan. The hopper means you can go to more than one park. You can go to one park in the morning, a different park in the evening, and another park even after that if you want. And again, you're going to hear me apologize for Disney over and over how complicated it's become.
Yeah.
We'll back up a second and talk about that regular park ticket you're buying is what we now call a date-based ticket. So a ticket arriving on June 15th may or may not cost the same as a ticket arriving on June 16th. And I can tell you it definitely is a different cost than a ticket arriving on Christmas Eve.
Yes.
The hopper add-on, and pretty much most of the add-ons we're going to talk about tonight, also work that way. So the hopper is anywhere from $85 to $95 a person. And it doesn't matter whether you've got a 2-day ticket or a 10-day ticket, it doesn't matter if you hop once or if you hop 50 times, that is the fee for hopping. And the question I always get asked, so I'll put it out there right now, if you buy it on your last park day, it is still that same $85 or $95. You do not save any money waiting till your last day to buy it.
So flat fee, it's not $85 or $95 per day is what you're saying.
It is $85 to $95 for the length of your ticket.
Correct.
The number between $85 and $95 is determined on the first use day your ticket is eligible for.
Got
Not
it.
Even the first use day that you're necessarily using it, but its first date of eligibility.
And just like the flexible pricing for the ticket, it's based off of busy time of year for Walt Disney World.
Correct. And so I always say to people, you know, I can tell you when the parks are slower and more crowded and different things, but you want a true test? It's right on Disney's website. You can look at, pick what kind of park ticket you want, because it will vary if you put a 4-day ticket in versus a 5-day versus a 6-day. And you can look at a calendar, and every day in that box tells you the starting price of the ticket.
Right. So when do you recommend the hopper? Is there any, like, what else, like, is there anything we should know that's very specific? Because again, this is not your father's or grandfather's, or in some cases, your cousin's park hopping experience. We've had some things change. So when would you recommend it? And what are some things that we need to know as the park hopper stands today in August of 2023?
There are very few people that I think shouldn't have a park hopper. I'm a big fan of a hopper.
Right.
For a couple of reasons. The first is I hate crowds.
Yeah.
That makes sense why I'm in Disney all the time,
sure.
Right?
Sure. Yes, there's no crowds in Disney.
Park planning takes planning. And it's not that Magic Kingdom is always going to be the emptiest on Monday or on Tuesday. It might be less crowded Monday morning than Monday evening, or vice versa.
Right.
And so knowing that means I may want to get into a park later in the day, or I may want to get out of a park midday, because I want to always be where I think the least crowds are. I also always recommend it, and it takes people a minute to get on board with this philosophy, for anybody who has children under 5 years old. Because if you have a child like mine, and many are like this in Disney, they are overstimulated and they have major FOMO. They don't want to miss out on anything. So they don't want to nap and feel like they're going to miss out on something in the park. Maybe a princess is going to come by. Maybe there's a ride. Put them on that bus, that boat, that monorail. It lulls them right to sleep. You get nap time in. And if you're lucky and you can easily move them off your shoulder into a stroller, or you took a mode of transportation that you were able to wheel the stroller right on and right off, you can get a good 2-hour nap in for them that way. The other thing I will say, if you're a first-time Disney person, you're going to get on the bus that first morning and you're going to say, Sandy is out of her mind that I want to get on this bus midday again and risk not getting a seat and be wall-to-wall people. That's park opening and park closing. Get on any of those modes of transportation midday. I've had a bus to myself at times. Maybe there's 10 people. You know, you start hopping at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, it's super quiet.
The reality is right now, you can't park hop until after 2.
So 2 o'clock is the official time that you can enter a second park.
Correct.
They will start running the buses about 1:15, 1:30, depending where you're coming from. And again, just like in the morning when the park opens, they do start to let people in a couple of minutes before 2. Not much. I have to say, they're pretty strict on that.
Right.
But you can look at, you know, leaving the park you're at, depending where you are, head to the front of the park, 1 o'clock, 1:15, 1:30. Personally, if you want to make sure you're not on a crowded bus, I would wait till 2:15 to even get on a bus.
Or if you're a lunatic like we are that stays in the Epcot Resort area, you start your day at Hollywood Studios, you go back to your room, have some lunch at 2 o'clock, you park hop over to Epcot, walk around the World Showcase and get on the monorail and end your evening in the Magic Kingdom. So you're really on that line right there. And you need the park hopper to do those three things. And it's, to be fair, it's kind of convenient to do it. So
we've done the official or unofficial 4-park challenge many, many times because, again, as a more seasoned Disney traveler, you've done everything, you've seen everything, and you're hitting on all your favorites.
So you said the unofficial 4-park challenge. We're leaving something out there, and it's the next part of the add-ons that I want to discuss, the water park and more feature that can be added to the ticket. Some people don't even really know what this is, so let's break it down.
You don't know what and more means?
No. What's the matter with you? Yeah, I know. It's so nebulous.
That general term, and more.
Yeah.
So the water park and more feature is entry for the water parks, for the ESPN Wide World of Sports Complex, which I'm required to say, but I will tell you all that the majority of things that are happening at the complex that you have any interest in seeing are excluded from this ticket.
Correct.
They are private ticketed events, so I just want to be clear about that. The Oak Trail Golf Course, the Foot Golf Course, so you can do like a soccer right on that course, and two mini golfs are all options under the water park and more. And this is kind of the ticket that I was saying gets a little complicated and requires that you sharpen your pencil or your calculator. Because we've got three different ways that you can buy a water park ticket. So the first is going to be what we call a water park ticket with blackouts.
Okay.
So if you're going anytime between October 2nd to May 26th, you can buy this ticket because the blackout is that extended summertime.
Okay.
That ticket is $64. If you want a day at the water park between May 27th and October 1st, your ticket's going to be $69. And all of the numbers I'm giving tonight, I'm giving the base price, which is a nice round number. These are all taxable items, and I have not included the tax because it's easier.
Yeah, yes.
Or you can add the water park and more feature to either a park ticket or a park hopper ticket.
Okay.
So let's say we're not sure if we want to go to more than one park a day. We just have that base ticket.
Right.
And again, terminology on base ticket, if today's my Magic Kingdom day, I can come and go from Magic Kingdom 20 times if that makes me happy. I don't have to stay in the Magic Kingdom and then I can never go back once I've left the park, but I can't go to another park.
Mm-hmm.
So you can add the water park and more on for $70. So those of you that felt compelled to get out paper and pen before we started the show, if you're going a single water park day in the off season, it was $64. In season, it's $69, or add it to your ticket, it's $70. And so you might kind of go, maybe I should add it to my ticket because $70 is only between $1 and $6 more. It's not a lot of money. And I always say, I want you to all get the most value from your money. If you're definitely only doing one water park day and you're not doing anything else, do the standalone water park day. Why should you give them an extra dollar?
Right. Right. But that's not all that it gets if you were to add it to it.
Correct. So the water park and more, if you add it to your park pass, again, we're going to get complicated now. You get as many entries as you have park days. So you bought a 3-day base ticket for $70. You're going to get three water park and more features. Maybe you do two water park days and a foot golf day. Two water park days and a mini golf day.
Right.
You do a 6-day park ticket for that same $70 add-on. Now you're going to get six water park and more features. So the water park and more features always match your number of theme park days. Make sense?
Yes, it does.
But now here's the next part.
Great.
You can get a hopper and water park ticket.
Right.
So we said that the hopper is $85 to $95. The water park and more is $70. You would think that makes it $155 to $165.
But you would be wrong.
They give you a discount for buying them both. So if you want them both, it's between $105 and $115. Super easy.
Sure.
Except, and it's going to follow that same rule. A 3-day hopper, water park, and more ticket is going to come with three entrances.
Right.
A 6-day hopper, water park, and more ticket comes with six entrances. An 8-day comes with 8 days, and so on.
Right.
The key thing to know is that the hopper only applies to the four major theme parks. So let's say I've got a 4-day Hopper Water Park and More ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to go to Typhoon Lagoon this morning. And then I want to hop on over to Blizzard Beach this afternoon to see the difference. If I was at Epcot and I hopped to Magic Kingdom, it's only one day on my ticket because it was a hopper. But the water park and more features are entrances. They do not allow hopping. So if I did Typhoon Lagoon in the morning, Blizzard Beach in the afternoon, and then Foot Golf at night, that would be three right. of my N-mores.
Right. Now, to be fair, on a situation where if you're going and you have a 3-day park hopper, water park and more ticket, but you're staying for 5 days and you wanted 2 of those days to be the entire water park and more experience, that can make some sense for you. So it's not that you should be frugal about when you use them, but I think it's good advice to understand that if you go play mini golf on the same day that you go to Typhoon Lagoon, you've burned 2 of those, you know, expenditures that you have there on the ticket.
Exactly. And if you bought the water park and more because you were planning on 2 water park days and it absolutely poured, or maybe you were there in January when they've had one of their cold snaps and they closed the park, they will not refund that part of your ticket. So just keep that in mind.
There's also a specific event at some of the water parks that I know you wanted to discuss.
We did a show all about the H2 Glow Party, which I really liked because it was at night, even though we all know day is the hottest time. That's your most sunburned time.
It's still Florida, but let's be fair.
It's still Florida, and I'll be honest, 3 hours at a water park was like a perfect amount of time for me.
Yeah.
So it was $75 instead of that $64, $69, or $70.
Mm-hmm.
But it included snacks and drinks. For me, that was a great deal. $75 for the evening, the DJ, a lot less crowded than a, you know, August summer day. Definitely the way to go.
So before we move on to something else, just very quickly, because we haven't talked a lot about it, give us a quick breakdown of the mini golf experience on property. Anything we need to know?
There are 2 mini golf courses. The Fantasia Garden mini golf, which is kind of over by Boardwalk Swan Dolphin area, and the Winter Summerland mini golf, which is in front of Blizzard Beach Water Park. And those mini golfs prior to 4 p.m. can be used as an and more feature. You also, if you're staying on property and you've booked a Walt Disney Travel Company package, which is what 99% of travel agents will book for their clients, you actually get 2 free admissions before 4 p.m. But anybody who wants to golf after 4 p.m. pays $14 an adult and $12 a child. So I always say to people, if you're like 1 o'clock flight and you don't want to go into the park in the morning because it would be too tight, I think mini golf can be a really fun thing that last morning and falls into that free time or the hopper and the water park and more feature.
Now, we're coming kind of to the end of the show, but there were a couple of things that we know we wanted to throw out there because they're unique. They're not really add-ons to your ticket, but they're a little bit of a different ticketing experience. Some of them we've had shows on, and one we have not really. So break down some of this for folks before we say goodnight tonight, because it's interesting and very specific.
You bet. So one of the things that I said early on in tonight's show is you can always upgrade your ticket with one exception. So I'm going to give you the one exception. The last couple of summers, they've come out with a unique ticket. It's called a 4-day magic ticket. And it is a very specific ticket offered at a discount, but you must use it the way it is. It is not upgradable. Take it or leave it or forfeit it. And the 4-day magic ticket is like a base ticket, but what makes it different, if you buy a 4-day base ticket, you could actually do 4 Magic Kingdom days if you wanted, or 2 Magic Kingdom and, you know, 1 in Epcot and 1 in Hollywood Studios. The 4-day magic ticket is very specifically each park 1 day. You have 1 entrance to Magic Kingdom, 1 entrance to Epcot, 1 to Animal Kingdom, and 1 to Hollywood Studios. And again, prices for regular tickets vary. The four-day magic ticket is $396 an adult plus tax, making it between $61 and $95 less a person. So that family of four is saving $380 plus tax on this ticket. But again, I really caution people before you do it, because let's say you go to Magic Kingdom on day one. Maybe you had a great day, you just didn't get everything done. Maybe you got poured on. That would be really unusual in Florida. And you just couldn't take being wet anymore, so you left early. Maybe somebody wasn't feeling well, and you say, you know what? Instead of going to Animal Kingdom, the kids really want to go back to Magic Kingdom. With a standard ticket, you could do that. With a four-day Magic ticket, you can't make that change. You can't even say to them, all right, I know we saved $95 a person. Here's the $380. Upgrade my ticket. Can't be done. It is a non-changeable ticket once it's purchased.
Now, the question I have is there variable pricing with that as well?
Nope. That is a set time of year. It usually is a special summer offer, and it's a one price ticket for any time in that season.
Okay. And that, to me, speaks very much to the mantra that you've thrown out here since we've started this show. And I know it's the mantra that you follow with Easy Diz. That depends very much on your traveling party. So just talk to the travel specialist, make sure that it makes sense for you. Last piece. We've had a couple of shows about different parties. And again, those are not add-ons for tickets, but I did want you to take the opportunity to kind of break those down very briefly for folks so that they have an understanding of the cost differential.
You bet. And that's what I look at with people sometimes, depending the time of day you're arriving, how many days you're there, how old the people in your party are. Sometimes I suggest giving up a park day, making it what I call a sleep-in day, maybe doing the pool or some things around the resort, and then doing a holiday party. With the Halloween tickets, the Christmas tickets, the Jollywood, the new Jollywood that's starting this year that I can't wait to go to, you get that lesser crowd. And they're those evening parties. You'll be able to enter the park 3 hours before the party starts. So kind of get a jump on your party day. And then they're going to empty out the park except for party goers. And again, just a quick reminder, your version of empty out the park and Disney's version, worlds apart. But the parties I find can be a lot of fun, can be a unique experience. I don't necessarily recommend them for first timers because everything is a unique experience, but Halloween tickets are $109 starting price for the night. They go up from there. Christmas and Jollywood start at $159. The other event that I've really come to love is after hours parties, and they're pretty seasonal. We don't even know all the time when they're going to do the next round of announcements. But they've done them in Epcot, Hollywood Studios, and Magic Kingdom. Their starting price is $129. They usually include some food and drinks, and they start pretty late at night, 7, 8, 9, 10 o'clock, and they go till after midnight. I think the last one I went to was among the best money I've spent at Disney if you're a big ride person. I did Hollywood Studios, and although it does cost more than a single day ticket, you don't need those other add-ons that we haven't talked about, that individual Lightning Lane and the Genie Plus, because the crowds here are small. And I was able to knock out every major attraction in Hollywood Studios with my ticket there.
Well, you mentioned the stuff that we have not discussed about. We've done countless shows on Genie Plus, Lightning Lanes, individual attraction purchases. Go back and listen to those shows. We'll drop those in the show notes as well. But, you know, when we started tonight, I said it was just a daunting and overwhelming amount of information. And for folks that don't have any idea, that's why the travel specialist is there for them. Anything else you want to mention tonight before we say goodbye?
Again, just a reminder, it's easier to upgrade than to take away because they will not refund on tickets.
Well, thanks for taking the time, Sandy, and enjoy the rest of the week.
You as well, thanks.
And that's a wrap this week on Let's Talk Diz. If anyone you know could benefit from this or any show, please share in your Facebook and Instagram for other Disney fans to enjoy. And don't forget to reach out to the folks at Easy Diz by Instant Impressions Travel Services for any Disney destination planning. Make it a great week, and as always, keep making memories.